Welcome to the Gary DeMar Blogcast, presented by the American Vision and Canon Press. For more from Gary, check out the American Vision collection on the Canon app.
Welcome to the Gary DeMar Blogcast. Today's entry is titled, The Self-Malediction of In Gay We Trust. You may have seen Megan Rapinoe at the 2021 Met Gala celebrating In America, a Lexicon of Fashion at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, where she is dressed in a red, white, and blue star-spangled suit. I take that back. You most likely did not see her unless you've been watching the news. Just so you know, she was carrying a clutch purse that said, In Gay We Trust on the side. The blasphemous phrase is not unique to her, but it is indicative of the anti-Christian LGBTQ plus movement. And Christians who support this lifestyle are equally blasphemous. In Gay We Trust is a self-maledictory oath, a self-curse. A malediction is to speak diction, a curse, mal, equally bad. That's what the LGBTQers are doing. They are cutting off their future. Some, like the former Ellen Page and now Elliot Page, are literally doing it. The entire LGBTQ plus sexual, non-sexual, alphabet soup worldview is a self-malediction. This is why the alphabet people must recruit, because they cannot reproduce if they are consistent with their homosexual and transgender principles. The Bible even mentions a self-maledictory oath. The religious leaders in Israel who worked overtime to have Jesus murdered pronounced a self-maledictory oath on themselves that had far-reaching implications for their nation. This is from Matthew chapter 27, verses 24 and 25. When Pilate saw that he was accomplishing nothing, but rather that a riot was starting, he took water and washed his hands in front of the crowd, saying, I am innocent of this man's blood. See to that yourselves. And all the people said, His blood shall be on us and on our children. And within a generation, the judgment came on them and their children. A Jewish woman named Mary ate part of her child, whom she had killed and roasted. This was because of the famine. When the Romans besieged Jerusalem in AD 70, it led to a terrible famine. Hunger had supposedly led to acts of desperation, as this woman is described in Josephus. Jesus had warned about the possibility in Matthew chapter 24:19 that this great tribulation that was coming would not interfere or have an effect on women bearing children. Even so, God was gracious by offering a way of escape. Those who saw these events taking place before the destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70 could escape it by rushing to the mountains and avoiding what was going to take place when the Romans came in to destroy the temple and their city. A report released by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention said the birth rate in America hit an all-time low in 2011. The 2011 preliminary number of U.S. births was about 4 million, 1% less or 45,000 fewer births than in 2010. The general fertility rate, 63.3 births per 1,000 women ages 15 through 44 years, declined to the lowest rate ever reported for the United States. Now, this was 2011. In 2020, the number of babies born in the U.S. dropped by 4% compared with the previous year, according to a new federal report. The general fertility rate was 55.8 births per 1,000 women ages 15 to 44, reaching yet another record low, according to the provisional data. So, in 2011, it was 63.3 births per 1,000 women. In 2020, it was 55.8 births per 1,000 women ages 15 to 44. The Democratic Party has been pushing Planned Parenthood, abortion, and birth control. Big-name philanthropists are putting their money behind birth control efforts. Liberals have been pushing birth control and abortion for decades. In an interview that was published in New York Times Magazine in 2009, the late Associate Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, She thought that the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade decision on abortion was predicated on the Supreme Court majority's desire to diminish, and I'm quoting, diminish populations that we don't want to have too many of. Of course, there is nothing new in what Ginsburg said. The American Birth Control League, which eventually became Planned Parenthood, was founded on identical sentiments. In 1939, Margaret Sanger started the Negro Project. She called on black preachers to support sterilization. Quote, we should hire three or four colored ministers, preferably with social service backgrounds and with engaging personalities. The most successful educational approach to the Negro is through a religious appeal. We do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, and the minister is the man who can straighten out that idea if it ever occurs to anyone of their rebellious members. Close quote. It's too bad that most blacks don't know that liberals have been trying for years to eradicate them while at the same time using abortion as a way to secure the black vote. Leftists in California attacked Larry Elder, who is black, because they claimed he would remove the so-called reproductive rights laws, a euphemism for abortion, if they voted to recall Gavin Newsom in the 2021 recall election. A majority of blacks continue to vote for the very people who despise them and use them as fodder for the next election. And there was a time when Jesse Jackson described abortion as a black genocide. While pro-abortion liberals are pushing the abortion and contraception wagon, Christian conservatives with their large families could dominate the culture in a generation or two if they believe and act in terms of "In God We Trust." One very liberal columnist has noticed the problem for the pro-abortion left. I quote, for the past 30 years or so, conservatives, particularly those of the right-wing red state Christian strain, have been outbreeding liberals by a margin of at least 20%, if not far more. One theory goes like this: libs are generally more socially conscious and hence tend to actively give a modicum of thought to what it means to pop out a brood of children in this modern overstuffed age. Also, many other liberal bohos, that is, bohemians, are admittedly happy, selfish suckwads who want all the modern booty for themselves and won't want to give up the Ducati motorcycle and the plasma television in the biannual trip to Cinque Terre, that is, the five lands on the Italian Riviera, for the sake of a pot of Rugrats and $15,000 a year each for private kindergarten. Translation, liberals just aren't procreating like they could or should be, close quote. Now, Israel understands the importance of an increased birth rate. Its birth rate has been steadily increasing when the nation was repeatedly being attacked. In 2011, the Israel birth rate increased by 20% since 2001, since the building of the West Bank barrier, which resulted in fewer attacks. Giving Jewish Israelis a better sense of security, their birth rate rose 20%. In 2000, there were 91,000 Jewish births. In 2011, there were 121,000 Jewish births. As I mentioned, homosexual movement, the population control movement, transgenderism is a self-malediction. As homosexuals, transgenders, and the depopulationists become more consistent with their operating assumptions, they will breed out. That is, they won't have enough children to propagate themselves. Here's the problem. Too many Christians have sacrificed their children by sending them to propaganda centers called public schools, where they are learning the folly of a worldview that has destruction as its motivating factor. We as Christians, to be consistent with our operating assumptions, need to be training our own children in the way they should be raised. Conservatives in the United States should follow Israel's example by having more children and educating them under our direct control through private education or homeschooling. You pay for the education of your children. You don't turn your children over to the state. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and have it abundantly. John chapter 10, verse 10.
If you enjoyed this week's episode, listen to the End Times Radio Debate with Gary DeMar and Dr. Robert Thomas. Listen now in the Canon app.